Last year, the nation was shocked when a 9-year-old Colorado boy took his own life. A recent report says youth suicide is a public health crisis in that state, and the numbers in our Mountain West region as a whole are staggering, with the highest rates in the nation. At the same time, we have a significant shortage of mental health professionals at crisis levels in some communities. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Allie Budner visited a high school in El Paso County, Colorado, and spent the day on the front lines with a very busy mental health social worker.
Debbie Sell says her door is always open for students.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Gosh, I don't feel like I've actually talked with you in a while.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Yeah, so what have you been
doing? This student tells Sell she recently got a job outside of school and has a tutor for keeping up with her homework.
So you have a plan?
I do have a plan.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you were able to come in and share and that I could check in with you today.
More often than not, this is what Sell offers, a listening ear for students to talk about their lives, the good and the bad.
And please know, like, if it's ever urgent, let me know, like, I need to see you, like, today, before the end of the day, and then I will definitely make sure that happens.
Okay.
Did you get your snack yet?
She says it's simple everyday rapport building like this that helps prevent students on the edge from slipping through the cracks.
One of the things that the community and I think most parents don't understand is that we really do work with kids every day who are thinking about hurting themselves.
A recent medical study showed at least half of parents whose kids had considered suicide had no idea. A few years ago, this county drew national attention when a cluster of youth suicides shocked the community, 37 in the space of just 2 years.
What's happening to our kids? At least 5 area teens took their own lives in the past month, plus another Colorado Springs.
And the numbers haven't gotten much better. As a school mental health professional, Sell is trained to catch the signs of a child in crisis. But here's the problem. She's stretched thin, covering 2 campuses and roughly 2,000 students. Sell does work with a team of 8 licensed counselors and 2 psychologists, but she's the only one dedicated to mental health at these 2 schools full time. In the last 4 years, 3 children took their lives at the schools Sell serves.
And I'd never met the students. And so I feel that's one of the most challenging things for me is, what if I were available more? What if I could have met with them?
And that gets to the crux of one solution experts often recommend for youth suicide epidemics, to get more trained mental health professionals into schools, people like Sell.
But overwhelmingly, the need for funding is huge, funding for education training, to just recognize signs and kind of know what to do when something happens.
In 2016, 75% of public schools nationwide reported inadequate funding for mental health personnel and resources.
A lot of students out there who are struggling are not getting seen because we're dealing with other things, or we just aren't in the building at the right time.
So Sell does what she can with the time and resources she has. Her office is colorfully decorated, and many of the images on her walls are tools she uses to work with students. She points to a photocopied cartoon of an iceberg. The tip is labeled with the word angry, and below the surface are words like grief, shame, and pressure.
A lot of times we'll have students who are experiencing anger, but really there's a lot of either disappointment underneath it, or maybe they're frustrated or worried. So we talk about that a lot with emotions, because even the older students sometimes don't have a lot of words to express how they're feeling.
It's a high-achieving academic environment, and Sell says social media can exacerbate the need to fit in.
A lot of students just have a hard time with the pressure and the expectations, and they end up having breakdowns because of that.
But Sell says that teachers and administrators have stepped up to be eyes and ears and trusted adults for students to connect to. She says this is a clear sign of the work the community has done since the recent cluster of student suicide.
The community did come together, and we've started to provide more education on what are those warning signs and risk factors. And I think because we've done more education with students and teachers and community, more things are being recognized and people are coming forward more often.
As we're chatting, another student pops his head into Sell's doorway.
You want a snack? Okay. I got chocolate now too. I refreshed my chocolate stash. Are you sure everything's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sell says sometimes helping her students is something as simple as making sure they have enough food to eat in the day, or even shoes to wear. Those problems can be much easier to spot. It's the hidden issues that are harder, especially for someone keeping an eye on 2,000 teens. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.